Greetings. This is me checking in with you today. And today is May 7, 2019. I'm here right now walking barefooted through a park, little nice park. And I was inspired to come to you all and wanted to do a podcast. I have been hiding my gifts and my energy for quite some time, and now is the time for me to rise up like the phoenix that I am. And I just want to come to you all and to, you know, give you an introduction of who I am, what I stand for, and about my brand. And I go by a few aliases on social media. I go by Amarosa Set. And I go by Soul Sister Soul on Instagram. And I also have a few other things that I'm doing as well, like the Goddess Factor on Instagram. That's my workout page. And again, I have Phoenix Rising on Instagram as well. I'll start by introducing myself again. I am me checking in with you. I'm a beautiful goddess, young lady, a woman, feminine energy, that's from down south. I have one son. He's 10 at this moment. I've been living in Alabama pretty much all my life. I'm freestyling this, y'all. I haven't wrote anything down. Just kind of freestyling it. My first, you know, podcast, just winging it. I've just been inspired for so long by beautiful people. You know, I've been just sitting in the background watching and just looking, you know. Now it's time for me to bring forth my light and share my experiences, you know, what I've been through, so maybe I can help someone else. So yeah, I've been here basically in Alabama all my life. I'm here right now. I moved away. First time ever leaving home was back in 2011. And I moved to, at that time, I moved to Eden, North Carolina, with my son's father at the time. We was together in a relationship, and my son. And it actually changed my life. I was up there from 2011, 2014. And that's when I began my spiritual awakening. Beautiful, ugly, deep, dark, light, whatever you want to call awakening. It was a very intense experience for me, and I have came now where I'm at now. If I could go back, I won't say I would go back, but I will say that it has been an intense journey. And right now, I ain't gonna lie, I'm so much at peace with my life and who I am now. And anyway, so I moved back home in 2014. Due to the fact that my mom was getting ill, I actually moved her up there for a year with me. And, you know, she was very, very sick, or very, very ill. And she wanted to come back home. And so, you know, we did in 2014. Unfortunately, she transitioned, which I'm still here now, ready to bust a move again. And I am. But anyway, yeah, and that brings me back here. I'm an inspired entrepreneur. I actually always have had this form of independence all my life, you know. And you know how we do. We listen to what we're taught. You know, I got a job. I actually tried to go to college a few times in school, you know, higher education. I wanted to be a nurse one time. I didn't do that. I ended up wanting to become a barber. Didn't do that. So now I am practicing getting, well, I am, you know, in school. Well, right now I'm not in school, but I am in school. I go back on the, in the fall to become a holistic practitioner, or basically a life coach, you know. So, yeah, that's what I am now. That's who I am, you know, what's going on in my life. And for us, my brand, Phoenix Rising. How did I get that name? Why did I name my brand Phoenix Rising? I sat back, you know, and I thought about who I am and what I will represent. And I just feel, I know, I feel like I've been through so much darkness. I've been through so much pain, so much struggle in my life. And when you've been down and, you know, been through all these different dark experiences, you rise above that. And I just feel like I'm in the phoenix. I have been through so much, you know, and now I'm rising from the ashes of the darkness into the light. And so what came to my mind was the phoenix. I love that symbolism of spirituality manifested in the physical. You know, that's, you know, the phoenix is basically a bird or, you know, some type of creature that's been, you know, underground or hiding or, you know, just at that, just basically going through a transition. And then it just rises up from that and it becomes so beautiful, so strong. And so that's why I consider myself as. I consider myself as my spiritual animal as a phoenix. So I went with that. And I love to create. I love to use my hands. I love to work with my hands. And so I have been dibbling dabbling different ventures. I've started off with t-shirts, you know, selling earrings and jewelry back in 2013. When I became on my awakening, it awakened me to so much for its finances and who I am and my culture. And I'm definitely going to do a few podcasts on my awakening. But anyway, I just want to come to you for a second and just give you a brief, you know, description about who I am. And so just get a little intimate, because I mean, at the end of the day, who, you know, I realize when it comes to social interaction, especially want to network and market online, you have to become intimate with your following. And it's been something I've been battling with, because I'm such a private person. I'm a very friendly person. I love people, believe it or not. I love to socialize. I love to relate. But it's also aspects of me where I just like to sit back and watch and just kind of be in my own world, you know, just kind of like be of the world, but not in it, be in the world, but not of the world, you know. And so that's where I'm at now in my life too, you know. And so I say, hold up, you know, I can't keep sitting in the shadows and just looking and being passive in my life. It's time for me to show up for myself, you know. And so, yeah, that will bring me to this present day now. Phoenix rising, I was just inspired to just start my own. It's all about, to me, entrepreneurship, getting our finances right to a point where we can live life on our own terms, you know. And I've been working with that for the last 3-4 years, you know, just on that journey of deprogramming my old thought process about what I feel money is and finances is, and programming myself with true and enriching information and knowledge and applying that information on so I can live the life of my term. So yeah, I started this. This is my second, you know, it's my third, but my official venture. I started off with Solar Vibes maybe a few years ago, and I had my website up, but I really want to be more involved and more intimate with you all, you know. And you know, I'm not shy, but it's like, dang, I've just been hiding, and it's just time to come out, you know. And so I'm here, and that is Solar Vibes. I just want to give you a little background of who I am and what I stand for. I stand for, you know, balance. My philosophy is being balanced and being, you know, seeing but not seeing. You know, just being balanced as possible, not too over the top this and not too over top that, or not so overly spiritual, but then you so overly physical. Just being in the middle. And I believe in becoming the best person, the best version of yourself. You know, that's my philosophy. What may not work for one may work for the other one. And another thing, take the message from the messenger. Don't get over involved with the message, you know, the messenger. Take the message. And that's going to be another topic for another day. But that's just who I am, you know. I just believe in balance and, you know, being one with, you know, basically having a true sense of self and just realizing all this stuff is one. When I mean by that, it's just all encompassing. You know, this society and this time age, you know,
have divided things up so much to just tiny pieces, which causes so much confusion. When I put my puzzle pieces together, I see the big picture, and it's all one. It's all makes sense. It's all connected in some form and fashion. But yeah, I just want to come to you really briefly, really quick, really short. This is my first podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm freestyling it right now. It'll be more organized in the future, but you know, sometimes I feel people connect with more authenticity and rawness at the end of the day. I'm not, you know, one reason why I haven't put my foot out there and just really went with it, because I've been trying to be perfect or try to come up with this idea of myself and wanted to do this certain way, and I can't no longer sit back. I have to get out there, make some mistakes, make friends with failure. You know, I'm just trying to be this perfect person and doing a certain way, and I'm over that right now. So I'm doing something out of my comfort zone today, and I've been thinking of doing a podcast, and today is today. And I want to welcome you, just like I said, give you a brief description of who I am. I am Alma Rose Isette. I am me. This is your girl, you know, your sister. I say girl as in like, not like a girl, but just as a to relatable way. You know, I am a feminine woman. I love sensuality. I love food. I love to create. I love information and knowledge, stimulation, you know, to understand, to overstand, and to understand. I just love life, and I love this experience. And I just believe another philosophy of mine is, why do we have to die to get, or why do we have to wait or transition to get that higher level of bliss of happiness or that fulfillment? And we can have it. I just believe and know for a fact we can have it now if we change our mindset, deprogram the way we was taught and the way we think. And so you know, that's where I'm at, and I want you to join me, to walk with me on this walk. I'm not above you, I'm not below you, I'm right beside you, and we walk on this beautiful walk together. And so again, thank you so much for listening in, tuning in. Welcome all once again, and feel free to check out my website at phoenixrising.com. I have right now bundle sets for you or anyone else. I'm doing a Mother's Day special because Mother's Day is arriving, but it's not about just Mother's Day. It's about just having love and self-care and showing love and unconditional love and being passionate, compassionate. And so, yeah, definitely check out that. I got some bundles. I will have some more stuff coming up soon. This is something new. Like I said, my podcast, I just want to add that on. I've been inspired, encouraged, motivated to do this. I've been wanting to do it for a while. I just want to express myself. Been wanting to express myself, but just getting in my own way. And sometimes we have to push through, you know, some habits that I've got attached to. That it's really no, you know, don't serve me anymore. And so I'm letting those go, people, places, and things. So, you know, it's just been a journey of deprogramming and releasing old bad habits. And it hasn't been an easy journey for me. And we're definitely going to talk into that more. But this is me. I appreciate you again for listening. Y'all have a wonderful day. Sending peace and love.